The Play Mornings with Steph and John replay.
Good morning, world. It is April 11th, 2024, and it's the fourth day of the John Show. Now, if you're like me, you're probably having a pretty good morning, except for the fact that we had to scrape frost from our cars. What is that about? Seriously, yesterday I kept reporting that it was going to be beautiful the entire day, including this morning, and the weather made a liar out of me. And you know what? I don't appreciate when anyone makes a liar out of me, except for me. Huge news over in the baseball world as MLB superstar Shohei Ohtani has been found innocent in the gambling scandal that he's been wrapped up with for the past month. The feds found that Shohei Ohtani had no idea his translator was gambling millions of dollars. The feds have also concluded that Ohtani was a victim of fraud and that the amount stolen was more than the previously reported $4.5 million. For what it's worth, that $4.5 million would have been equal to about 50 cents for a majority of people. However, I don't know what that says about me, because I absolutely would have noticed 50 cents missing from my bank account, because at that point, I think I'd be overdraft. Heinz Arabia has just unveiled a game-changing solution for ketchup lovers everywhere, and I'm going to read their entire pitch word for word, because not even I could make this up. Heinz Arabia now has the world's first ketchup insurance policy. Are you fed up with the frustrations of ketchup spills and splatters? Well, you're not alone. Heinz research shows that nearly half of its consumers, that seems high, face ketchup-related accidents regularly, but fear not, because Heinz Arabia, in collaboration with a leading employee benefits app, has introduced a comprehensive insurance package covering 57 distinct claims. From the infamous mega squeeze to young Picasso mishaps, Heinz has you covered. Rewards like home cleaning services and spa treatments are just a claim away through the My Benefits app. Head of marketing at Kraft Heinz emphasizes their commitment to turning messy moments into delightful experiences. So, if you've experienced a ketchup catastrophe, don't hesitate to file your claim using hashtag Heinz Ketchup Insurance on social media or Heinz Arabia's official website. All I have to say is that when this comes to the rest of the world, I'm going to be a very rich man. So rich, in fact, that they'll refer to me as your Royal Heinzess. Yesterday, I found out that it was spider season by a spider running across my chest and waking me up. Well, this morning, I found out that it is also the start of another season, arguably a little worse. It is mosquito season. I officially have my first mosquito bite, and let me tell you, I do not miss these. And I'm positive I got them when I went on a walk yesterday, which I think just further proves that walking is awful, and there are so many reasons not to do it and just stay inside. Call me, baby. Jersey Shore beach season is almost here, and if last year was any indication, it means we're about to find out some crazy things found on the beach. There were three different categories last year: the mundane, your bottle caps, cigarettes, and plastic pieces; the oddities, which included a 50-pound bag of rice, a Baby Yoda doll, a severed Barbie head, and then a food air fryer. Who even brings an air fryer to the beach, let alone leaves it behind? And then you have your third category, which I like to call Jersey Shore royalty, which are the best of the best, the cream of the crop, such as boxers, a bra, a bikini, fake eyelashes, fishnet stockings, a jockstrap, and a pregnancy test, which, by the way, was positive, and surprise, you're having a pair of snookies. I ask you to let me know what you think is worse, spider season or mosquito season, and without fail, the only answer I kept getting were mosquitoes, and you know what? That's the correct answer. I got some pretty amazing reasons as to why mosquitoes are worse. Kim over on Facebook said mosquitoes hands down, spiders eat them and don't fly. And when I tell you that I hadn't even thought about the fact that spiders eat the mosquitoes, spiders are so much higher on my amazing animal list than they previously were, which, I mean, they were right above mosquitoes. I got a couple texts that made me laugh. Someone said all mosquitoes can carry disease, not all spiders can kill you. Another person said spiders are only scary because you don't know they're there. Mosquitoes make themselves heard. And I actually just received another text that says, even if spiders could fly, it still goes to mosquitoes. Okay, I'm glad to see that we're all on the same page about something. The New York Times have conducted a survey about ice cream flavors in which they found out that chocolate chip ice cream is no longer in the top 10. Here's the top 10 list, and I think all of it is very wrong. Coming in at number 1 is cookies and cream, 2 is vanilla, 3 is chocolate, 4 is mint chocolate chip, which I think should be number 1, 5 is strawberry, 6 is butter pecan, 7 is coffee ice cream, really? 8 is chocolate chip cookie dough, 9 is caramel salted caramel, and 10 is cookie dough. This is a weird list because I don't believe vanilla should be as high up as it is. Number 2 is very high, but I also don't think it should be dead last. I do think mint chocolate chip is number 1, and maybe chocolate ice cream is number 2. You got to go with the crazy flavor and then the fine flavor, then crazy, then fine. You really have to balance it out, but chocolate chip ice cream no longer being on it, that feels so weird to me.
This is TikTok on trial.
This one stems back to when I was a wee little lad, and now that I have adult money, I've been able to do it. It is the Coke and Mentos volcano. The only problem is, I apparently did it wrong. I didn't use Diet Coke. I used regular Coca-Cola, and it just didn't work. The Mentos sunk to the bottom. However, right after the show, I'm going to try it again. I'm going to post it on our socials. So for now, I guess, TikTok, you're guilty until proven innocent. If you could believe it, the fourth edition of the John Only Show is officially done. Kaput. It's over with. Thank you for rocking out with me. I loved rocking out with you. Again, if you want to see me try the Coke and Mentos for real this time, head on over to our socials, Play 103 Radio. As for me and as for you, life's short. Have some fun.
Thanks for listening.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Steph and John Replay.
Find more Steph and John at play1037.ca.